Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian.
Code Blue in the White House. When successful presidents sell voters to win elections. Chapter 3. Getting votes. Everything is telling and selling. Subsection. Selling is basic human nature. After all, becoming a political candidate and getting elected is all about selling yourself. Selling who you are to campaign supporters. Selling who you are to campaign money contributors. Selling yourself to voter registration advocates. Selling yourself to other candidates who will support you. And perhaps especially selling yourself to the voter. What can you say or be that will motivate someone to take the time to go vote and also vote for you? Some people think selling is somehow lower level behavior. That it is nasty, bad, something that makes them feel uncomfortable. Many people say, "I cannot sell." Or, "I hate selling." Or, "It is known that great salespeople are rare, but get paid lots of money." Others have clearly pointed out the fallacy of thinking that selling is base or bad, stating that, quote, "everything is selling," unquote. So, where do you stand on this debate? Is selling good or bad? Or is it just the product being sold that is good or bad or neutral, not the act of selling itself? I fall on the side of thinking everything is selling. The argument that convinced me is the observation that even in the day-to-day interactions I have with loved ones, quote, selling, unquote, is involved frequently. When we are trying to get our children up and out of the door for school, and they are dawdling, we have to convince them to get going. The act of convincing is a form of selling. All parents, teachers, siblings, grandparents, and others who get the joy of being with young children know that there is a science and an art to selling the child on what you'd like or need them to do. Like, maybe they won't eat something that is great for them. Or maybe you are all going somewhere and they are not cooperating. Or you need to get some sleep and they won't go to sleep. All of these situations require some form of selling or convincing. Grandparents and parents, aunts and uncles, babysitters, nannies, and caregivers, you all know what I'm talking about. In the best of situations, verbal communication will do the trick. If we know the tricks needed to convince the child, speaking nicely, cajoling, persuading, or threatening removal of rewards, giving timeout-like consequences, either the carrot or the stick approaches, using reverse psychology. While largely discredited now as psychologically and physically unhealthy for children, the, quote, "paddle on the rear end," unquote, technique was popular in the 50s, white suburbia, when I was growing up. Thank you, Dr. Spock. It is still seen in many families, and the use of a hand or fist in delivering the message is the stick approach, literally. This method of selling is not something I recommend, as it is coercive or forced behavioral modification. The bottom line is that some form of selling is basic human behavior, and we all can learn to sell others in more effective and less violent ways. In fact, we must learn more effective and less coercive ways to sell, and knowing how people behave is the most clever way to go about it. Subsection, even rich politicians learn to sell. It is common sense that the most persuasive political candidates know how to sell. They study it. And the business-oriented candidates also got where they are by selling themselves to others. When the candidate starts out in a family with lots of money, like Donald Trump, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, etc., they don't have the same pressure to learn to sell themselves intrinsically for survival purposes. Compare the life they start out in to that of children who have to sift through trash piles every day to find something to help fill their stomachs. The person who won the sperm lottery or genetic roulette and was born into riches probably has never even trash picked. My point being that the deepest levels of starvation and destitution push the survival drive. You have no choice but to learn to sell yourself to survive. No one else is there with bounty to make it easy. Think of the movie Slumdog Millionaire for a Bollywood spin on the concept. However, even those born with a silver spoon in their mouth still learn how to sell themselves to their parents, siblings, and to the rest of the relevant world. It is not from the same deeply rooted daily near-death experiences of the impoverished, but it still is a level of learning to survive in the circumstances one is born into. What might these tumultuous and trying circumstances the uber wealthy have to endure? The less well off of us, readers might be wondering in total disbelief. Well, it could be like a very money-conscious and tight-fisted parental attitude displayed by some of the early Rockefeller matriarchs, doling out small allowances and having every child using hand-me-down clothes to appreciate what they have. Or at least this was the theme in one movie I watched about that family. It could be growing up in a large family and having to maneuver the usual dynamics of sibling alliances and sibling rivalries. Of course, you only child readers might not be able to personally relate to this, but your friends will surely enlighten you on their struggles along the way. Or it could be a rich parent who resents the attention that his or her spouse showers on the child, and thus makes it hard on the child to flourish. I could go on and on with other speculative examples about how both the rich and the poor child have to learn to sell to survive. Whatever the situation, we all, rich and poor, have to learn to sell ourselves to survive and flourish in our families, community, and economic world. The currency of politicians, sales acumen. Politicians in particular, though, have sales acumen as their currency. If they can't sell, they can't run for office. The sales may be fundraising abilities, creating teams of people who will volunteer for them, or of captivating the imagination of the party machinery. But they always have to be selling to survive in politics. And they can't do it alone. Besides the tens of millions it costs at minimum, they have to create a sales team and sales department around them. That is the campaign, and it includes the foot soldiers who call on phones and walk door to door. Like the old-time door-to-door encyclopedia, Fuller Brush, or vacuum cleaner sellers. My grandfather, Wow Wow, his nickname, told me stories of his sales experiences when selling Electrolux vacuum cleaners door-to-door. One time, he went into a home and proceeded to pull up the bed sheets and vacuum the area at the foot of the bed, the place where people's feet go to rest when sleeping. After vacuuming the foot of the bed, he then opened the machine, took out the vacuum bag, and poured out the contents back onto the sheet. It was a pile of dirt. Needless to say, either the ensuing disgust or the embarrassment led to a handsome sale for him. Politicians are the same. You do what you have to do to make the sale. So politicians either sell the voters on themselves or they try to sell someone on the idea of throwing the election, thus winning by the use of fraud. Maybe they do it by slinging mud at the other person, or they show how clean they can make the world of the future. What about the, quote, telling, unquote, in this chapter title, telling and selling, you ask? Telling is all the words that politicians use to convince others of the buying proposition that I am the one you should support and vote for. While each of us in some fashion and in many daily situations is telling and selling others, politicians just play on a bigger stage. And perhaps they also are more calculating in their understanding of human psychology and voter psychology. These are our next topics. In Chapter 4, Human Psychology 101. You have been listening to another chapter out of the book, Code Blue in the White House, The Successful Presidents Sell Voters to Win Elections. You can buy your own copy of this book on Kindle or on Amazon by going to the website www.codebluein-the-white-house.com. That's codebluein-the-white-house.com. And continue listening to Natural Solutions with Dr. J. You will be able to hear other chapters out of this book, as well as other chapters read from the book Super Brain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, and Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic. We also have very interesting interviews with a wide variety of individuals across the professional spectrum, talking about dementia, talking about your brain, talking about health, and a wide variety of other topics that we feel will benefit you both in your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional health arenas. This is Dr. J. Sordian wishing you a great day and looking forward to speaking to you again in the near future.